Hi, everyone. Welcome to Regretsville.
You know what they say, live your life with no regrets.
We don't say that.
No, because we don't believe it. We think that regrets are just part of life.
Yeah.
And if you're not regretting, you're not looking back hard enough. You know what I mean?
It's like, let's be serious, okay? Stop fooling a fooler. You're not getting me.
You're not getting me.
I am Tracy Soren.
I'm Jesse Jollis.
We're Soren and Jollis.
Thank you so much.
This is our podcast.
And here we are at the podcast.
On Forever Dog Network. How wonderful.
Wow, I love this room. I love this podcast room.
I love it. It's so wonderful.
It's wherever you are. That's where the room is.
We're going to start you guys off so you know, know who we are if you feel close to us with our misery and our regret for the week.
Regret of the week is what we're calling it because it's a weekly regret.
Oh,
so there you go.
Wonderful. Jesse, what's your regret of the week?
You know, Tracy, it's so funny because I went to Panera this week. Panera, guys, my... With you.
Well,
I was bringing that in later, my friend. But yes, I was with you. But I'm in this Panera and I love Panera. And that's important to the story. But we're in this Panera.
We've given thousands of dollars to Panera. I will say that.
I really think that we've kept it afloat, if I'm going to say anything. But we're in this Panera. We're working. We work in a Panera. Nothing wrong with it. Anywho, so we're about to get lunch. This guy comes over. He says to us, he says, you can only stay here 45 minutes. You girls got to go. And my regret is I said, okay. and I walked right out.
Here's the thing. We already got breakfast at that Panera. And we were about to get lunch. Okay. We were there to sit the whole goddamn day. All right. We buckled in. We took off our pants. We were ready to go. Okay.
We do a 3-course meal. I mean, we're there all day.
We won't buy a cup because we have a cup. But
but I really think that if there was something called like a club card, we would have the Panera club card.
We do have a Panera
card. But like a club card. Like a private room with like... I don't know, like a black card, you know.
So yeah, and then you know he refused to let us stay.
The thing is, I like to stand up to people. I do, and I do think it is semi-illegal in a sit-down place to say that you're limited for 45 minutes. I'm not sure if I could look it up somewhere. I don't think it's because what if I was really?
He was literally like, "You're allowed to eat here, but for 45 minutes." And I was like, "Why would I?"
Also, why us?
Yeah. So Jesse was very mad that
then
she
I said,
didn't...
"Why us?"
Yeah,
Mister.
It was.
There were other people there that had been there with us the whole time. Came up to us. Why? Maybe we looked weak.
Yeah.
And we certainly acted weak. But that's okay. I regret it. And now
no, because
I move
we still
on.
Didn't buy the same. Old, you
that's
know,
true.
Old us could have maybe bought this food. You know, old us would have been like, okay, we'll just eat it in 45 minutes.
No, we didn't. We didn't buy lunch.
All right. Well, you know,
what about you?
Well, my regret of the week, I'm going to try to not make my regret of the week have to do with my stomach issues. But I will say, just to start this off, so you guys get to know me and you're close, this is our first episode. Just to start us off, I had to give up coffee because I have horrible indigestion issues and it's really ruining me. Yeah. I miss it. I can't, I sniff it and I it's like a little bit of,
it's like a drug.
I mean? I'm spazzing out.
Absolutely.
So I've switched to chai tea lattes, you know, which are expensive, but we only get them when we have to work
somewhere.
They're sophisticated. And my regret of the week was knowing that my body wasn't ready to get a chai tea latte.
Yeah.
Got it anyway. Had diarrhea at my Passover Seder. Yeah. Okay.
But she loved that latte when she had it.
I did love it. This is what happened. I had the latte. I could tell we had a bagel. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I went home and, you know, I had to get that, you know, bread in before it all ended. I had the, you know, the apps at Passover.
Right.
And then immediately someone said, how did the house, your work going? And I said, hold one moment. And I went upstairs and I said, I'm having diarrhea.
They never saw her again.
And I laid on the couch while my parents ate the chicken, the lovely chicken my mother made, which I didn't have till the next day.
Well,
yep.
You were there.
I was there.
You were there.
But I didn't have any dinner, so I got the chopped liver in and then I got the chopped liver out.
You know
really
what I think I always go for the chopped liver first. And
I was glad
you know
I got
what I mean
it. So we have a wonderful guest here
really
today
do. Yeah
don't we
I gotta say I think she's a soul sister.
Okay.
And I don't say that about a lot of people. I really do.
She doesn't.
I go, that's a soul sister.
We have Alyssa Limparis on with us. She's a comedian, writer, and actress. You can catch her on this scene. Hi, Alyssa.
Oh, gals. Hey. Oh, my God. I empathize with all that.
Thank you.
Jesus. Do you go to Panera?
Yeah, I go to Panera. I'm from the suburbs. You know, that's where I grew up. So Panera, that's like, that's a weekend treat.
Where are you from?
Seekonk, Mass.
Seekonk, Mass. I love how you were like, I'm going to abbreviate. So just, you know. You felt
Save the time. Because,
gals,
we got to dig into my regrets. Exactly. I don't want to waste time on the Massachusetts
No.
But you're right. Every suburb has at least 4 Paneras.
It does.
You know, the hop, skip, and a jump.
The worst part is when I go, like, away, I still go to Panera's because that's, like, my home base wherever I am.
Yeah. And it stays the exact same.
Of course.
I mean, yeah, the smell.
The smell, the bowl.
The cinnamon crunch bagel.
Oh, that's what I got before
we
got kicked out.
Of course you did.
Yeah. My parents also used to call it Panero's.
Okay. Okay. Ooh. Yes, my parents too.
Yeah, Paneros.
Oh, Paneros.
Paneros.
Oh, mine just pluralized. I hate when people, the plural of it. Yeah, Chipotle. Let's go to Paneros. Let's go to Chipotle's.
Yeah, I hate that.
Victoria's Secrets. It's one.
I'm not going to go to multi.
She has one secret.
No. She has one.
And she's capitalizing off it.
Gonorrhea.
And it's that it was started by a man. It is no Victoria. It's a Victor. So that's a true statement. It, yeah, Victoria's Secret is started by a man, as many things are. I know.
I'm wearing Delia's underwear from like 1992 because I'm on my period. Yeah. And I was Delia started by Delio. Is that what's going to happen? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Horrible. It's a lot to think about.
What else? I mean, it was American Eagle what started next? By a male. Wow. You know what more? Jeez.
I don't know.
Not an American male eagle. So we're here to talk to our, you know, wonderful comedians we have Alyssa with here with us about their regrets. Because again, we believe in regrets.
We really do. You live a life and you regret.
How could you not? People say, oh, I have no regrets. Like, I regret seven things I've done since walking in this door.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, since I've seen you ladies. I've looked back and said I could have done that better.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I love that. And that's why, you know, it's not, this is.
You're working on yourself constantly. Right. That's constantly. A good thing. Yeah. It's a good thing. You're getting better and better.
Yeah, enough with the Instagram quote pages where you say, you know, and always look forward enough.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
So Alyssa, we would love to hear your regret.
Now, for the listeners, these ladies told me we're all going to talk about our big regrets. Then they march in here and talk about their weekly regrets.
Did we march? Did you march in, Tracy?
I will never march as a Jew.
True.
I won't march in anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I came here with some heavy-hitting regrets.
I love that. Yeah. We're going to get through it together. I'll say that. You're not alone, my friend.
I mean, I'm assuming that our regrets will pop up.
In time.
Yeah. I'm going to let them inspire from your regrets.
Yes, but we, you know, I know we have so many.
Well, yeah, I'll say the first light sort of softball before we get into the heavy hit is I'm having all these tests. I might have to get surgery on my hip. I found this out yesterday.
Oh.
I'm having all this pain in my hip, and it just makes me be like, ugh. I wish I, when I was younger, was like, oh, I have a healthy body. I should just have fun with this, you know?
Oh,
and God. Then you get older and it's like, great, now I'm going to, you know, not be able to use my hip. I could have been...
You could be hipping and
hopping.
Grinding and twerking.
I could have been grinding up on so many D's.
Exactly.
You know, and that time has passed.
Oh,
and
no.
Now you have the one D because you do have a boyfriend. So you're going to half grind with half a hip.
Exactly. Yeah, I have one D. Yeah.
But yeah, I get that. You look back and you go, I fucking wasted it. What did I do?
This is the thing, though. If I even get a paper cut, I'm like, what was my finger like before this paper cut?
Absolutely.
I can't remember. It's throbbing in pain, and I only know my life with a finger throb. Yeah. That's me.
Yeah,
exactly. You know?
This will become part of my identity.
This will
I'm going to have a solo show about my hip. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to be everything I talk about for the next 7 months.
Oh,
is going to be my hip
pain. You have a fun little swagger now.
Exactly. Everything I do, I'm limp. I really accentuate the limp.
Yes.
I ask for a cane.
Oh,
you
I
know?
Love that.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
It is.
My grandma's broken her hips like 8 times.
Exactly.
She can't stop.
Like one hip. She's a one hip wonder. No, she's not though. She's actually like an eight hip wonder.
That's good. That's very good.
That's really what she is.
But I am sad that's happening because I wish you no pain.
Oh, thank you.
And none of that.
And you know, to be on crutches in the city, it's like, give me a break.
You know what? That's some, you know, Massachusetts bullshit is to be on crutches. You got to go to a Panera where you can drive to.
That's right.
Exactly.
You're gonna walk into a Panera off of, you know, 14th Street,
Penn Station. Yeah, crawling out of Penn. No, forget it. No, yeah,
no.
Oh,
and you know what? You're a wonderful person. Somebody like should be pushing your ass around.
Well, that's what I think. You know, my boyfriend, it's like, yeah, this is his time. He's like, we've had fun, but now you're carrying me everywhere.
Oh, that is the test. I say to my boyfriend all the time, you're going to wipe my ass one day. Wait for it.
Yeah, exactly.
So you think you're not going to wipe my ass one day? One day you'll be wiping up. And not towards. I'll tell you how.
And I'll tell
front
you
to
what.
Back, baby.
And you know what?
Show me the proof.
I'm still going to be having chai lattes, okay? So it's not going to be a clean one wipe, okay?
No.
Yeah. Okay?
Oh,
no.
Boy.
You know what?
Oh, boy.
The things they do.
I know.
You know?
What is love?
What is love?
Oh, yeah. He used to protest. Like, I would never. And then, like, you know, as he's seen.
He'd protest?
Well, first he was like, I don't think I will. And then, you know, as you get and you see things as your life grows older and you're, you know, and, you know, you see what happens in families and stuff. And you go, oh, I'm going to wipe people's asses.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to wipe. Also, it's like, whatever. People eat people's asses like for fun.
Yeah. Are we kidding?
What's a wipe?
Are we kidding? Also, when I'm sick.
What is a wipe?
Yeah. It's like. Yeah, death has come and we all need to just attend to it.
110%.
Anything happens, my stomach, normally it's like I'm going to shit the bed.
Of course.
Like probably if I'm tired.
I'm
110%.
You know what I mean?
110%.
Yeah, I'm not getting up.
When you guys were doing that video, when I got sick with the Forever Dog guys, I sharted twice. Sharded twice.
Really?
I was so sick.
She sharded.
Really? Sharded twice.
Yeah. You know, every race I've done, the past two races I've done, I've pooped my pants. And I mean pooped. I'm not talking shart. I mean, I know it's not good to talk about, but and then, I pooped my pants.
And then I love that because you were like, made the fifth mile. And you had like a turn.
Yeah, I went right into the lake. It was in New Hampshire and I had red shorts on.
This isn't her regret, by the way.
This is a proud. Yeah, this is proud because I knew I'm gonna get a good time, and I got a. You know what? I did.
That's a competitive bitch.
That is. Oh my god!
Yeah. I'm going down swinging.
Diaper thing in running shorts. Is that
oh
why?
God!
You know that diaper thing.
I would
thing
be
in
so afraid
shorts?
That if I was wearing like a diaper and like a Lululemon pant, it would just slide into
mine
my
was
vagina.
Lululemon. Mine was Lululemon. I'm sure it did. I've had another thing I'm dealing with is I have a UTI right now.
No,
I've been on
too much.
I've been on antibiotics for 15 days.
No,
yeah, they just keep putting me on a stronger one.
And you know what? Can I say something? Yeah, you know, please. When everyone talks about guys having sex, by the way, guys having sex, there it's like, you know, you might get pregnant. Women have to deal with pregnancy. We also have to deal with UTIs.
That's the thing. And
it's
also
a silent killer.
Oh, God.
Silent killer.
Oh God. Yeah. Gals. You know what my boyfriend said to me?
The nerve. What was it?
Do you know
it?
What he's...
Okay. I'm going to get upset. Well, what was it?
Here's your regret.
He said, are you, you know, wiping like, after sex? Are you peeing after... Are you staying clean? I said, excuse me. This is your dirty dick that you just haven't washed your little boxers. You've been wearing these boxers for 7 days. Your dick's getting dirty, and then it shoves up me, and
how
I get
it. How dare you?
How dare? And he gets to just leave with his dick.
Oh yeah, he's
and
out
I'm
there.
Stuck with it.
They come, they lay, and I'm running,
and I'm running
to push pee out. It's always. Fucking asinine.
I never have to pee. I have to sit. It's asinine.
Yeah. I literally got a UTI right after having sex. Now it's like we finish, and I go see you when I see you, and I'm out. I can't. There's no hold me. Hold me what?
No.
Hold me so I could be running to the gynecologist
exactly.
And I'm prodding and poking?
Cranberry exactly. Juice? Hold the me. Giveaway to everyone in the world. Every woman's like, I hear you. Exactly. Who drinks cranberry juice for fun? No. Name me a person.
Oh, you walk into a woman lives here. You open it up. It's a cranberry concentrate from an organic store you know, smells like whole wheat. And you're like, well, I spent $13 on this so that, you know, it's ridiculous.
Exactly. So that I could save like 20 calories from the sugary one. And then.
Can I tell you, I don't regret this, but I'm wondering how bad. But I do sometimes, actually, that's a lie. I do regret, like, as a kid, that's not. As an adult, like, you know, getting fingered and not even caring that they wash their hands.
Oh, my God. You're so right.
You know, in college.
Is it a regret or is it living free?
Living
free.
All right.
Yeah,
there was
you're
a time
right.
where I didn't think. I was just showing Tracy a picture of, in college, there was a pudding room. I went into a pudding room, which back then I went pudding. I love pudding.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun in there. Now when I think about it, first of all, people break their arms. It's so dangerous.
Yeah.
And just the amount
just
of.
Just so we can kind of be on the same. What'd you do? What was the purpose of a pudding room?
Just, I think it's a room in a frat house, obviously, that's filled. I'm not kidding you when I say. Tarp everywhere filled with pudding.
No.
People go in, I kid you not, and so clothes are coming
off.
This
is a Jesse regret.
This is a Jesse regret because first, it's just, you get drunk and you go, pudding? Yeah. And I go in this room and I'm like, I love pudding, I think. But then people start falling. People are falling.
And everyone's like, ha, 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 Jane Fowl.
But they're like,
where's Jane?
There's always a broken arm and someone gets hurt.
The pudding's like bubbling. It's like sunk.
Yeah. And I also just love like back in the day, you're like, I will go to this frat house and jump in this pudding. We'll lock the door. It's fine. I literally was in the elevator coming up here with an elderly man. And I was like, this is horrifying. I'm so scared. I'm in an elevator with a man I don't know.
Exactly.
At 30. But at 18, we're like,
brain's
put me in
formed.
That pudding.
Yeah. Brain's not fully formed.
I do want to get to the regret, though.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll have fun forever.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, my dad died a couple years ago now, a year and a half ago. And he was who introduced me to comedy. And he really liked like doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always like, no, this is my thing. And looking back, I'm like, ugh. It would have been so fun to just be like, oh, you want to do comedy? Let's do stuff together. How fun would it have been if I had just done stuff with my dad?
Right.
But instead I was like, no, this is my thing.
So did he ever do
like comedy? So, I mean, my first time doing comedy was like doing a sketch show with him on some local theater stage.
So you did do comedy
So we
with
did,
him.
But then once I started like being like, this is my career, and he was like, oh, I want to come to an open mic. I was like, do not even think about it. So for a while, I really struggled with like, oh, I wish that I had just, I hate feeling like I'm stopping someone from doing
something. Of course. Yes. Did you start doing comedy in Massachusetts or was that down here?
Very loosely though. Like I was always kind of doing comedy and acting as a kid. And then once I came, pretty much once I came to New York was when I started doing it like for real.
Right. Well, you know, that is a tough regret.
I will say that. I think that it's hard when you're starting something and you want to just have your own thing and you're trying to figure out. I think like now you're so comfortable with comedy that it would be such a joy for you because you could make sure that he would shine and you would have so much fun. But when you're doing an open mic, you're probably just testing it. I didn't have friends come to my show at first.
Every time.
Totally. It's almost like if your mom came to school with you on the first day of freshman year of college versus like senior year. Exactly. Senior year, you're like, okay, yeah, whatever. Come on in. Freshman year, it's like, no, you can't. Like, get out of my space. Yeah.
Exactly. It's also this thing, comedy, you're being like, you're telling, like, you're really opening up. And then it's like, oh, my dad's in the audience, you know?
Exactly.
Like, when I used to do spoken word and my parents used to come, at, you know, and I'd be like, about a guy who's, you know, had... I didn't sleep with anyone, but said that I did. You know what I mean? make lies. But you know what? It's like, I don't want to talk about like, I literally had a line of like fucking an atheist. So he says like God or please help me. I don't want my dad sitting at like the New York and Poets Get Fight. You know what I mean? Like it just was like, I don't want it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? I feel like, do you feel like maybe like you're doing it so it's like, a little in his honor, you know, carrying a flag, flag.
I do feel that. Yeah, I do feel that way. And that he really only wanted to do it to hang out with me more. Like, I don't, you know, So I actually just did a solo show, which is a lot of material about him.
Yeah.
And I said to the, like, producer, I was like, you know, I'm excited to do this. I feel like I get to hang out with my dad when I'm doing it. It's like an hour of just the two. It really does feel like the two of us are up there doing it, which is nice.
So you are doing it. So I feel like you are doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think death is it's very filled with regret. Like the minute my dad was diagnosed with terminal cancer, it was like everything came back. Like, why did I go to college? I should have just stayed home with my dad. Like you just think of like it all just floods. Yeah. It
floods.
You start to feel really, it's also when you have something like that, my boyfriend's mother passed away very quick after cancer, but it was like very quickly. You just start to go like, oh. Wait, I thought I was coming for Thanksgiving, and then I'm like, you know, and you start to go, I didn't do.
And your mind it's too much to comprehend that your mind just fixates on like little regrets or like little things that you could have said differently or done differently. And ultimately, now that I'm like a couple years out, you look back and it's like, oh, none of that shit mattered. Right. Like, it's, But in the moment, oh my God, everything.
Of course. And a therapist has to be like, it's okay. And like, you know, it's like, you're going to feel this way for a little bit. But I'm like, you know.
There's a regret. Not going to therapy when I was 2. I mean, I should have been in the therapy. I should have come out of the womb and just been delivered to a therapy. Yeah. You know? Oh my God.
At 10, I was going in. I'll say that. At 10, my mom had me going in. And I was like, I guess I'm for sure I need to. But then, I mean, I have been going. But you know when you're not... You know you're going to be messed up. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You're 10 and it's your like, mom's like, something's going to happen to that kid. Get her going. But, you know, I'm in there and I don't really know that I'm going to be messed up 100% yet. And then slowly I realize.
Oh, but you know what? Who isn't messed up?
Oh, that's the thing.
And if people don't think they're messed up, I hate those
people.
They're the most messed up.
They're sociopaths.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
You know, I'll see you in the 9 o'clock news because you murdered 4 people.
Yeah,
See you there.
Yeah, hey, see you then.
Okay, you know, so I went to therapy. Okay, but you know what? You murdered somebody.
you shot exactly. Yeah, isn't that a great part of growing up is realizing like, oh yeah, like, if you don't deal with shit, it will come out in other ways.
Oh, right. It'll find you. You run from it. I'll say that. Yeah. I was always running from it. I was like, I'm going to outrun this by not sleeping and just doing a ton of stuff. Which, no, it will find you. It'll put you in a corner and it'll just tower over you until you crumble and then get help.
Right. Yes.
That's what happened to me.
And, you know, are you in therapy now?
Mm-hmm.
So let's do a quick shout out to our therapist.
Let's go ahead and do a shout out to our therapist.
You want to give your...
Sure, I'll start us off. I'd like to make a toast to my therapist, Jill.
Wow.
She is... Yeah.
Toast?
Thank you. Toast. Here we go. You know, she's wonderful. Very patient.
Mm.
And I never feel judged.
Mm, I love that.
Always get a good crying.
I love that.
You get a good cry.
Stop it. I love a cry.
To Jill.
And then, you know, to my gal, Julie. We're going on 2 years. I'll just cheers to that. Almost exactly 2 years, me and her.
How do you like that?
You know, it's really a relationship. It's also, we always talk about this. None of you can point her out in a crowd, but it's one of my deepest relationships.
Yeah.
Oh, true. I love that.
Yeah, I love that. We're,
huzzah.
So, here we go. Huzzah. And
there we go.
I'll say Pamela. Pamela, you saved me, baby.
You saved me.
We're still working on stuff. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I'm done. And then I realize, nope, not just
yet. You pulled
yet.
Me back in.
You pulled me right back in. And now a lot to do.
I do wish that yours was a J. I'm not gonna
you want to hear one of my biggest regrets?
Sure. Uh-huh.
That I thought about as you were telling your story. I have a cousin who is paralyzed. And when I was growing up, we would always do a cheers when we went on vacation or like when I was with family. It would be like to Julie. And I had no idea who Julie was. Like no one really explained it to me. And then this really... I mean, I think I knew a little when I started growing up. And then this weird night in college, which is weird, I was like sitting with friends and we were talking and then it just like came out. And then I told my mom and now, you know, we try to go see her every few years. But it's strange that like for a long time, I guess we just didn't do it.
Mm.
Like when, especially when, I mean, she wrote a book called Locked In, which it's very...
She's locked in. That's what... So yeah. She's not just paralyzed.
She can only move her eyes.
Oh, my God.
So can you imagine?
Yeah. But, you know, she wrote a book.
But she... Well, yeah.
How did she write a book?
With her eyes.
No.
Yeah.
What?
When I go to visit her, it's like they have a board and it has four lines. So it's with blinking, I think. So you go one, two, then she'll blink. So you're like two. And then there are letters in the line. And then she blinks at the letter, and then it's like you spell things out.
Oh my,
yeah, and it's so. I mean, she's a wonderful person, and it makes me always appreciate life and sort of the things that I can do mm-hmm. and I don't even think about. And I mean, she lives in Canada, so I do wish she was closer so that it, you know, wasn't such a. It's not, I mean, it's not as often as, I don't know what is a good amount even.
Yeah.
Or a healthy amount or like how to internalize it, any of that.
There's so many things I think when it comes to family where you're like, oh, especially like, I don't think I realize, you know, you don't realize until you're older mm-hmm. when you see how other people operate with
yes,
their family.
Yes,
that
right.
It's like, oh, I should have been seeing that person or, oh, right. I didn't like that, you know, so you, I don't even think, like you said, till you go to college, you weren't, you know, you were like, this is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you have no clue.
Yeah, you have no clue. Ugh.
No clue. And I don't think anyone knew how to deal with it. Like, I don't think my mom knew how to deal with her sister with this. Like, yeah. I think that everyone was just navigating a whole different playing field where no one knew the rules or, yeah, like, what course. Was going to...
And it's terrifying.
Terrifying. It's
like, how do you know what to do? There's nothing right to say. You
no.
can't...
Right.
Yeah. You can't like bring a casserole. I mean, it's no. just, yes. you can't just do what our normal family, like,
right.
I feel like we all come from loud families of just right. coming of and talking and like bringing food and of eating course. Together. And so mm-hmm. to be in a situation where it's like, oh God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very, it is. It's, I think a lot of the situations, it's sort of like you're also in like a surreal moment, you know, because
right.
like
yeah.
when somebody's sick and you're trying to get that in, but trying to act normal, you know, the family's trying to act normal.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where you're like, what is, okay, well, we're yeah. all like the first wake I ever went to was so crazy as a Jewish person because I would be like, okay, there was somebody who passed away there, but then you see them upset and then people were texting like,
yeah.
And then I was like, how is this? You know what I
yeah,
mean? Like,
wow.
It's just crazy how things sort of, situations sort of normalize, even though there's like this crazy
yes.
thing in the room. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's like, there's, you know, it was my college roommate's, you know, stepmom. And I was just like, it's so crazy because this is so sad. But then you would look and it would be like, okay, well, you know, someone's texting over there because it's just like, that's what,
cause
at a wake
still-
you stand there, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, because it's true. It's like we should even just hear about your cousin and be so grateful for literally every single, or even watching my dad die. It's like
yeah.
there was a week afterwards where like I was so hyper aware of how lucky I was to like
mm-hmm.
have every part of my body working.
Yeah.
But then you fucking start working and deadlines
right.
are due. And like before you know it, it's, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, you forget.
But here's a shout out to my therapist, Julie.
Julie.
I'm going to bring her back, Jules. I had this conversation actually yesterday about like, because like I said, my unfortunately my boyfriend boyfriend's mother died, and I've dated him for 6 years. We were very close. She was like my mother, and it was very quick. And and that happened in December, and it was the anniversary, 4 month anniversary yesterday. And I, it was one of those things where I started to go, well, you know, we've been very hyper aware of how lucky and the small moments. And I felt like maybe this week I got very stressed and I started to lose that. And I was like, oh, I'm starting to lose that feeling of this hyper awareness, you know, cause I was there as well when she passed. And, and I, you know, so I was like, I'm losing this hyper awareness of this. And which is not the thing I should focus on, but it's something that I was recognizing. And she was like, well, that's how humans deal. Yeah. If they were going to be stuck in that forever, no one would ever move on. We'd all just be in grief for, you know.
Yeah.
That's a part of it. And I was like, Julie, if I didn't have you, where I would be? In a Panera, in a suburb, miserable.
Crutching my way to,
like a bread bowl.
Bread bowl. Always a bread bowl.
It's always feeling horrible.
How shocked were you the first time you saw the calorie count on the bread bowl when they started putting calories up?
I don't like those calories up there. I hate those calories up there. I asked them not to be up there. Please don't tell me.
No.
If I wanted to know, I would not. I would still not know. I always go, it's probably around blank, and that's what I decide.
Yeah, everything's around 100. Yeah.
I love that.
What, 200? What?
That's my favorite thing that my sister, because that's what certainly my sister used to go, I'm going to go home and I'll eat chips for 5 minutes. So she would never count, you know, she's like, because again, it was more because of the stomach issues. We all have so many bad stomachs, but she would go, you know, and we'll go, she would get sick and we'll go, why did you? And she goes, because she's like, well, I had the chips and I had them for 5 minutes. So she would just stand by the counter.
Oh my God.
She'd stand by the chip thing and she'd eat it. And she'd go, well, I'm timing myself 5 minutes. So I'd be like, it was fine. It was 5 minutes. Like
serving sizes and times.
Exactly. So I was like, you know what, girl, get it. You know, I'll see you when I see you. Glad we have two bathrooms. But at the same time, she was, that's, you know, serving sizes of time.
Oh my God.
I think I've heard of that diet too. Someone's like, what you do is you don't eat except for when you eat for 10 minutes as much as you can.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's called binge eating.
Exactly. Yeah. That is called binging. Right.
Whenever you're standing and timing, it's like, okay, we're binging.
This has to be a binge.
I don't think she ever thought about it that way, my sister. At all. She was just like, I'm home. It's after school. Yeah, 5 minutes, you know. And also I'm doing that voice, but she was like 18.
It feels like that, you know.
It does.
Yeah.
And so we're going to ask Alyssa for another regret now.
Another regret. Again, like I said, I have regrets constantly.
Right.
But I was thinking, I think one of my big regrets was not taking a year off before going to college.
Wow.
Did you guys ever think about doing that?
You know, I feel like Americans are such dicks. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I was a Jewish camp counselor. I went a camp counselor at a Jewish camp. Sorry. I will, no matter where I went, I'm a Jewish whatever after it. I'm a Jewish person. So that just, but I was a camp counselor at a Jewish camp and we'd bring in a lot of foreign, you know, staff and all of them would be like, you're taking a year off you, Nate, or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, what? You would never think to
never.
That.
No.
Yeah. And I just feel like I was so bitter for so much of college. I just didn't want to be. I was like, why am I? I wanted to be acting. So I was like, what am I doing here? Like, why am I stuck at this? Whereas I feel like if I'd had a year to kind of just like, then I'd be appreciative of school. If I had a year to see what the, like, oh, you need money and you need, like, I had no clue. So I was like, ugh, why do I have to be here? And my school was so beautiful. Like, I had the most beautiful school in the mountains. And I just got to play and
you're just
drink.
Like pissing on it
and the whole time I was like, no, it could be in the real world. Yeah. It's like the real world sucks.
It sucks. No one tells you that.
It blows.
No one tells you that. I walked out of college being like, if people don't hire me, they are literally stupid. Like I am coming out of college like the smartest, the best. I had way too much confidence and luckily the world beat it right out of me. But you know, you leave college and you're like, it only gets better.
I was 20, my year of college, I was the most depressed I think I've ever been in my life.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah. I
graduated. Early 20s, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, bye. Good bye. Riddance.
Regressville. I can do like a 14 podcast on like 1 week and I was at 23. You know what
same,
I mean?
For sure.
23 was my worst year.
Me too. 100%.
And I graduated a semester early from college. So I literally came home and I was like, I'm graduated early. And then none of my friends and nobody was home. And I was like diddling and daddling, like going to sleep at 2 a.m. touching myself. Just like, go to bed, you know, living with my parents. That's blast. And then I like would go up to college. I'd still coach the poetry team. And I was like, I'm still in college, dude. And like just crying all the time.
Oh, my God. Coaching poetry of all the things. You know what?
You know what? And talk about depression. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When you're like, what do you do? And you go into an interview and like, I coach poetry. It's pretty depressing. But yeah, I think that would be so many people's regrets. But really, that is the system. That was American system gave you that regret.
Totally. Because, yeah, it wasn't even an option. It wasn't like I forewent the option. It was just, I remember going to college and then other people had done it. And then I was like, oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless I'm traveling, I don't know what I would do.
In the year off, you mean?
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't want to sit at home. I don't think I was smart or mature enough to know to like maybe go do something I like or try to. I think I had to go.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I think, yeah, I don't know. I feel like everything happened the right time for me I did come crashing down, obviously, but the crash was, you know, everyone was on bated breath. Yeah, you know, weren't sure when.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing is like also like I think, you know, it's like sort of, can you imagine at 17 being like, I'm not going to do the thing expected of me?
Well, no. Right. Exactly. Never in a million years. I mean, we just, remember the college application, the whole high school thing.
Like, you know, kids, you got to give it up to kids. This is such a, maybe
this is for the kids.
Here, kids. Ladies, come on.
For the kids. For the kids. For the munchkins.
But for, you know, for people who know that they're queer young, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And are able to, and then come out young. I'm like, God bless them.
Strong.
My God, you're so right.
I mean,
right.
I'm talking about, you know, this is a different time now. There's a lot more visibility.
Yes.
The internet is a thing. I mean, when I was in, you know, high school, you know, we were having profile, you know, AOL profiles where you'd like write a, you know.
Yeah.
Or that was middle school, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I'm aging myself.
But no, even just the thought of like knowing yourself, the idea, I feel like it took me till college to be like, oh, hold on. You can figure, you're not your family. You're not your like friends. You, yeah. So to come out means you're right.
Aware of yourself.
Yeah.
I think I had the biggest, like the shock after college of, you know, pretty much when you're growing up, like these are the steps I'll take.
Mm.
I'll go to elementary school, then I go to middle school, then I go to high school, then I go to college. And then your like staircase ends and you're like, where do I?
Right. And they're like, bye.
You plummet.
There's a career center in the basement of the cafeteria and one person's working out of it, giving you a sheet that tells you what to ask an interviewer. It's like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Also, though, I don't know if that was your experience as you went to, you know, privates, and some people, you know,
yeah, they just actually just kind of brought us jobs.
Which one do you want? We got this one, we have this one.
State education, I'll always go for it, and now you could go for it.
I know,
too little, too late,
but you know, that is, you know, a regret. We didn't go in 2017. But, you know, it's fine.
But because of that, I feel like that's why I think I was so depressed after college, and I feel like people who took time off were much more well-adjusted because, like, they kind of knew what to expect. I agree. I think I was on such a uphill treadmill that then once you got off, it was just so disorienting to not be with,
Were you, like, a perfectionist kid?
Totally.
Yeah.
I'm still, I feel like I'm still a perfectionist, but, like, I learned that you...
I think that's what why it's a harder crash when you're like a kid is always like, I did my grade. I got the
I think if you have good grades, you got to get that kid in therapy.
They're
not going to be able to please anyone anymore.
What am I? I thought I was, you know, I know I was doing papers or whatever. You know, it's like.
Yeah, you know what you have to do and you know how to do it right. And so you know how to get the results you want. And then in life, it's like, and all of that is gone and structure is gone. And what does it mean to please anyone?
And then we all said, we're going to become comedians because that is the, you know, the easiest,
the logical next step.
The best.
We love to do papers and then we're going to become comedians.
Right.
But I wonder if that's a reaction too of just like, ugh, it feels freeing to not have a, when I got out of college, I had like a management consulting job so that I could get to New York. And
that shit pays.
And that shit pays, okay?
Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. It pays so much. You go on flights all the time. Yeah. You're a jet setter. I was like teaching finance. I knew nothing. When I look back, it's like, what? Where? What? Yeah, of course I was depressed. I was like, well, profit and loss. It's all profit and loss, baby. They were like, I'm sorry, are you 17?
Oh, God.
I can't.
That's a great question. Wait, what did we all do right out of college? Like, first year or two?
Yeah, that was mine. And then I quit and literally I quit. A week later, my friend committed suicide.
Oh my God.
Was a comedian and he gave his graduation address. Like it was and I just that for like 6 months, I just spiraled. I'm just like, oh, there's no. Yeah, that's it.
Of course. I mean,
yeah.
And you were living in New York at the time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. In Murray Hill. For our New York listeners, it was a very isolating experience.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Unless you lived in New York. And, you know, knew because everyone from New York that but I grew up, you know, moved to Murray Hill.
Oh.
So, but you didn't, yeah. Eventually, so a lot of Jews in finance moved to Murray Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Is what I'm saying. But you moved there, and you didn't have that connection.
I didn't have the connect.
No, who would? Well, the kids.
The kids who, you know, grew up in
Queens. I wouldn't.
If they could afford it. Yeah. Which a lot of them couldn't, and then live with their parents.
I had a curtain for a door.
Ooh.
Murray Hill.
But you're jet setting.
I was jet setting until I didn't. And yes. Then I'm sitting in my curtain room. Yeah.
And we all are like, this is normal. A curtain room.
Yeah. Oh,
wonderful. Man.
My first apartment on the Upper East Side was a closet.
Yes.
Mm. I'm not kidding you. I'm like, this is illegal. This is a closet.
Yeah.
My closet was in the hallway, aka the coat closet. That was my closet. And then you could touch your hand to the wall on one side and then your hand to the other side.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Literally two people could not be in my room.
Yeah.
If I had a towel on the ground, it was dirty. Yeah. Yeah. It was just so stressful and I felt so claustrophobic. I was just like, I have nothing. No, I have nothing.
But if you're here, you can make it anywhere.
That's right. The truth.
And that's the truth.
That's what they say.
I don't know. It's just something that happens. Like, and I'm from here, and when I had to move out, I moved out of my parents' house, and I was like, oh, because I wanted to do comedy, and it was just to go along the railroad, even though I'm from Queens, it was just too much. And yeah, my boyfriend couldn't sleep, wall to wall. He had to be slanted, and he would burn himself on the pipe. So we had to switch sides. Yeah. Because he's 6'3" and he couldn't sleep straight in the room.
God, he loves
that's
you.
What I'm saying. Like, well, he better fucking love me for what I used to sleep in his apartment. I feel like nowadays kids could hypothetically know what a gap year was and would take it in America.
Definitely.
The internet is changing everything.
Yeah, that's true. We're getting closer to it.
To the internet.
We're getting closer to the, I haven't found it, but people are talking about it. And yeah, I've heard of it. Mm-hmm. And that, yeah.
You can't touch it, apparently. Uh-uh. You can't touch it.
I wouldn't ever, but yeah.
Isn't it sort of sick? Like, I think I know how the internet works, but then I'm like, do I?
Right. The answer is no. That's a regret. None of us do.
God, the other day I was just like, I am so sick of the internet. Oh, I got to this point where I'm like, done. I'm checking, and I keep checking. Like, I'm full addicted, and I'm so bored. And every video is the same shit about seven things, and I'm just done.
I know. And we all literally get paid to make do those it. Videos.
So it's like,
we
I can't be to, done. Yeah.
Can I tell you what I did the other night?
Please.
I colored.
I love that.
I colored in a coloring book, and I listened to John Denver, and I needed it.
Yes.
I needed it. Yeah. I said to myself, I don't want to look at a screen because the problem is I relax by looking at a freaking screen.
And you're not really relaxing.
No, because I have my eyes, by the way, hurt.
Yeah.
You're from looking at a freaking screen.
And I'm going, what am I doing?
That's
it. And what am I learning? And I'm just getting angry because of all the shit that's going on in the world.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I really think we are hitting a point where it's a breaking point where people are going to start moving away. It's,
yeah.
Because everything's been done and now it's all just kind of washed up cute stuff. That's like, but I've seen it.
I will say this.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Okay. And I wonder if this can be rolled into regrets because I am wondering if somebody should be regretting how much we just were all like phones to everyone, because I did see a video this morning on 60 Minutes about how addicted we are and brain hacking and how these apps really make it go in your brain. And sometimes I do regret, like, I always make the excuse of like, this is our job. So we have to be tweeting. Yes. We have to be being funny all the time. We're putting out videos. We need to know what, you know, algorithms change and what they want change. And that's what's our job. But at the same time, I'm like, I could throw this. And I want to be informed, right, is a big thing. I don't want to be like an apathonic, whatever. But then I want to throw this fucking phone.
Yeah.
Also, I bring it into the bathroom with me. It's probably covered in feces.
It's disgusting. Mine too. Disgusting.
Everyone's in.
I shove mine up my ass. So I know. It's got to be. There's got to be some feces. Maybe. Maybe.
It has a UTI.
That poor thing has a UTI. Its hip is broke. I mean, we're all kind of.
It's horrible. And also just like, you know, again, living in New York, you see people on your phone, you're just like walking. And I'm like, you know what you're going to regret? Walking into traffic.
Yeah.
Ooh. I actually am pretty good about not being on my phone all the time.
I try.
Because I lose it.
Oh, well,
I can't find it half the time, and I don't like to.
Right.
I don't like to be on it, especially when I'm with someone. I find it very rude.
I agree.
Find it very rude when someone's on their phone.
But that's there is still a generation gap.
There is.
All right.
Yeah, because other groups, I used to waitress, and literally, I mean, with like groups of seven girls, and the whole time it was just taking pictures of themselves and their food.
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. Okay, so I was walking past a restaurant in Astoria that was like, I was like, this is such a nice restaurant. I want to be able to go there, whatever, whatever. And I saw a couple on a date. And I want to say this couple, this is your regret to this couple, okay?
If you're
this couple
on Astoria.
Couple listening.
And you were eating, at now what's salt and bone, but it was that other, it was biscuits, whatever, okay?
Yeah.
If this was you. You were on a date, and you were both looking at your phone. And I went, what the flying, who fucking wants to pay for this shit?
Who
do I want? I'll go home, I'll heat up a Lean Cuisine, and I'll look at my phone if I'm gonna look at my phone.
Agreed.
Why am I staring at you?
I know
I don't, my boyfriend and I know no phones when we're at, because I'm paying for this meal,
right?
Otherwise I could be out alone with a book.
Exactly.
What the hell's the point?
Tracy one time almost called the cops because I didn't have my phone out on a date, and it had gotten a little long.
And then everyone
thought I was dead, but I just was being respectful.
And the date went well. It was a long date.
It went well. Went really well.
That was actually really scary. Now she's not allowed to do that because I get a text from, she was supposed to meet somebody else, and I get the text from Joanna Hausman and another guest on our podcast.
And we're naming names.
But I didn't
name names.
Well, she's going to be on our podcast.
Alrighty.
I'll ask her if that's a regret. But I get a text from her, and you know, and she was like,
Well, I was trying to be respectful. Well, Jessie, and I did think that was what we were talking about, and I was just bringing up
a fun fact about Jessie. She also doesn't like to tell people when she's going on dates.
Oh, that's another fun fact. I'm a mystery woman.
Is it like a jinxing thing? Like, you don't want to
jinx it? It's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Until it's a thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't like when people check up. I don't like to think about it. And so when people are going, how's that going? I'm like, I don't want to.
And I literally go, don't tell me a goddamn thing, but let me know where you are. So if your parents call me and go, where, you know what I mean? I'm just like, I don't want to, if we don't hear from you, I want to know. I'm about to do fine on my phone.
Can I just say, this is very cute. It's very nice that you guys have each other and that you have a friend that is that worried. I think I could go missing for days. My boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. I checked my phone. It was like 46 texts and like 8 missed calls.
I've gotten that a few times from people.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Now people text me when they can't find her. And I'm like, I don't know. She was not on a flight, and she was happening to be going with girls I went to college with. Literally, I went to college with them, and I was acquaintances, and I'm getting Facebook messages going, is Jessie there for the flight? And I went, I don't know where Jessie is. And I had her email. So I literally went to see if she had an Uber receipt. I said, well, I know she took an Uber.
Oh. I got on an earlier flight. I didn't know it was a problem. I thought it was the flight because it was late. So I was like, oh, okay, we're getting on. It wasn't the same flight.
Way.
And you know
they
what? I listen when people say turn the phone into airplane mode.
Yeah, me too.
Apparently, you could be texting and talking that whole time.
It's a lie.
Unbelievable.
My friend was, I was like, when they stay off, off it goes. I don't know if I'm affecting the signal.
Oh, yeah. I'm a rule follower. I'm reading the pamphlet.
Of course.
I'm figuring out.
Exactly. Every time.
If I'm sitting in the fire escape row,
I'm ready to go.
Well, you know what? We literally on a podcast about regrets. We're all comedians. Yeah. Obviously, we're going down.
Yeah.
I'm on this flight. I'm going, I could go down.
Every single flight. I mean,
you pull the thing. You put the mask on.
Do yours before others.
Of course.
Don't try to save the person. Don't be a hero.
Don't be a hero to your child.
No.
They cried when they were younger.
I'll tell you,
fine.
Again, that would be a regret. If my plane was going down, I went, if I just listened to what that bitch said, I would be have a fucking thing on.
Oh,
and
it's
What the hell? You know?
It's true. I think the seat you can use as a flotation device.
But here's my thing.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Is my little like burst of fucking oxygen going to help me take a deep breath before I dive into the Atlantic?
Yeah.
I mean,
very true.
At that point.
You know, it might just be something to distract us.
That's what it all is. There's
no
oxygen. Yeah.
That's when I'd piss myself.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Well, that's when I'd go.
I'd cry. I think tears.
I'd say, I'll have a seltzer.
I'll have a gin and tonic to go down
pizza big. And pretzels and peanuts, please.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't it crazy? You can just buy those at Duane Reade, but when you're on a flight, you're like, I would kill for just a tiny little bag of those.
It's the same thing about when you're sick, you don't know. It's like when I'm in the air, you're like, I'm starving. And what is it like to piss when I can like sit down?
You know? It's because they take away. Can you bring food though? I know you can't bring water.
You can.
You
could buy all of it in.
You're not going to pay for that. No, I'm not going to pay for that. I bought a $300 flight and I don't get 2 pretzels. Really?
Yeah.
I can't get 2.
I got to tell you though, JetBlue, my time of my life.
I love JetBlue.
Time of my life.
Really?
Oh, they give you, I mean, you get everything.
Wow.
You get frozen yogurt at the end.
I'll never.
Don't tell me that's true.
Froyo. What?
Stop it.
Ladies, yes. They give you a little a yogurt stick, like a popsicle. They come around with their little, they just walked out. You're in the air. You're in the goddamn air and you're getting offered ice cream. It's like, what? Life is so great.
Don't you ever think like, I'm in the air.
I'm in the And like, literal air.
I have to pay attention when we take off and land because it's my chance to feel like I'm flying. And yes. I'm like, I gotta focus. Like, this could be me.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly. You know?
Yes. Even though, of course, I want to run like, that fast, like, so I fly.
Because I'm like, my ears are popping and I'm like,
yeah, I've had like three Dramamine like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, chew gum. Always chew gum. Yes. Yeah. Or at least yawn a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, even that. It's like, I hate when I used to love going on flights and not having any internet or not having any. And just being able to be like, this is the time. I'm
is
in
there
the air.
Internet now?
And now my boyfriend, but within 2 minutes of getting on a flight, is always buying, you know, Wi-Fi.
Wow.
No. Something cute
he's
like that.
He's a hot big spender.
Big spender.
Wow.
He does it early on. He just says, I'm putting the 30 down.
30? I'm out the door.
Believe me. I'm peeking over his shoulder. Like, can I check my Facebook? But I'm not paying for that. No.
I'm literally, Jesse and I are like, we will bring, you know, the tablets and, you know, and rocks and just like
absolutely
we will go so ancient we don't even know what a book is
talk
that I'm not paying
regrets money is like a big thing for me. Yeah. I am tracking it, racking it, putting it in a box, but then also I'm feel like not great with it, but it's like I can't if I know I can get it somewhere else cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
I'll punch myself in the face.
I go to multiple stores because right. when I go in and I go, this is here for $7. I know three blocks down. I can't do it.
I was at an X-ray today and my insurance is awful. And they mm-hmm. were like, this is going to cost you $900.
No.
And I said, I'd like to shop around. And I shopped and I said, no, thank you. I'll return that. Yeah. I take my prescription. I'm taking my business elsewhere.
Absolutely.
I got one for loosely, $350.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
See, that's
that.
The thing.
You
with
have to.
With medical stuff,
oh my God.
It's like a mechanic. They're
it
like,
is.
You want to fuck around?
Yeah.
That's
you don't
the
know
problem.
What the hell I'm about to
yeah,
tell
oh,
you.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, let's play.
$4 million. Yay. Boom. And we're like, okay, well, we can't.
And literally when I was trying to get on the right medication at first, I was going to NYU, like a student thing. And mm-hmm. and guess what? I probably spent the same amount going 80 million times because he kept getting
yeah,
it wrong.
That's true.
Then when I went to the right woman, that was, yeah, she's like, $350 a session, but right. she did it in four. So,
exactly.
Yeah. What did I do the other
right.
one for?
Yeah.
Also, my mother literally had to say to me, just buy the fucking food, Tracy. You're hungry, buy it.
Yes.
I'll give you the $20. Stop it. And I tell that to Jesse all the time because we're like, we can't. We're not making the, when we all get a ramen. And my mom's like, just buy the fucking food.
Exactly.
Buy the food. It's
my mom
money.
Always says that too. I think sometimes it's like 2 a.m. I know I should just take a cab. And I'm like, maybe I should take a fucking bus.
Yeah.
And it's like, my mom would kill me.
But
she would be like, I'll give you the $20. Get in the goddamn cab.
Right.
Yeah.
We got to think about that.
Always. That's why I'm just like, I'm done. Like, I can't. Like,
what are we saving for at this
that
point?
Is the
what are we saving
our
for?
House.
Our house. I'm not having a house.
We're not having a house.
No, I'm not going to have a house.
A millennial with a house.
No.
What are you from? Iowa?
Yeah.
Oh, 401k? A saving?
A 401k?
I don't know what any of that is, you guys.
No.
We are, again, I have $7,000 maybe in retirement from working full time for a little, and I'm good. And that's
it's a quick retirement,
but you know,
yeah,
it'll be quick.
A month,
it'll
if
be
it's
a month.
Month, then you
it'll be a nice month.
I literally
month.
Think I don't have anything. I don't know how I would figure it out.
You
but
might
I,
have something, possibly, but it would be from MTV.
Minimal.
But it would be, yeah. Like, I feel like the thing is, like, you. I don't know. We're comedians.
We're
guys.
Comedians. And we're kind of banking on either like going down
big
or
or going
it's,
up
we're
going to
crash and burn or we're going to be great. It's
exactly.
Like, we'll figure
we're,
it out.
We'll figure it out. But the middle ground, we're like, yeah, we're not buying an Acura.
No.
You
know? Yeah.
You can't.
I so many of my friends, and Tony Villay know, or not know, actually, my close friends know because, you know, they're so live in Queens, but my friends from college and stuff, or my friends that I've had from camp, they were like having children. And I'm like,
yeah.
I cannot imagine.
No.
I can't even get the words out of. I'm literally like, this is the dream that I have, and Jesse knows this, but this dream I have, I want to be able to go into an organic store, and I want to be able to buy Justin's.
Oh, everything.
Justin's, Reese's Pieces, but Justin's is the brand.
Yes.
$250, but I'm like, no, I can get a Reese's Pieces for $150. And I want to be able to go into an organic store, and I want to be able to buy what I want without looking at the sales.
Yeah.
That's my level of wealth that I would like.
Oh, I would love that.
But I don't regret where I am. I will say not my regret now.
Yeah.
I do not regret. I have a lot of regrets, but I don't regret not having that money to do that.
I agree. I do not regret where we're
no.
at.
No.
I'm happy to be here with all of you.
Me too.
You know, when I did work at a job where I had more money, I spent more money to try to make myself happy.
Exactly.
I wasn't. So was that, what are we doing?
That being said, every time I see a baby, I literally try to take it. My heart just goes a flutter.
You want a child.
Very badly. My body is screaming, it's time.
Stop it.
Yes. Wow, what's that like?
I know logistically I don't want one, but whenever I see, I'm having trouble not looking at everything. Every time I say, oh, a baby. I have to say, oh,
have
a baby.
Have you spent more time with it? No. Spend a little more time with that baby.
Well, that's what
you got to do. It'll cry, and then you go, you know what? I'm not right now.
Yeah, you're right. I just see them in passing on the street.
They look great.
I remember, yes. I'm not kidding you, I remember the exact moment I realized why that I had that feeling. I was 23, I was working in Chelsea Market, a baby passed me and went, my ovaries turned on, I went, I get it.
Yeah, same.
I went, I get it, they're so cute, I get it. Exactly. Never before that I thought.
Me neither.
I was a nanny, so I got in, sometimes I felt, I would, when people would think, oh, that's the mom, I'd go, wow, can't believe that, I mean, I guess it could be my child. But then also when you spend time with the kid and that's your job, every time I left, I was like, thank God. I don't have to spend another moment looking at your beady little eyes.
But you know
I
what?
I love kids. I do.
But
I
you
love
know what?
Kids,
kids are beautiful.
Love them to death. Love them beautiful. To death.
Wish and
them
to the everyone best. Who has a child, you did.
You did it.
You did
we're
a wonderful.
We're doing our cheers final cheers to you.
Our final cheers to you guys.
Cheers to you. I have an animal and I'm like, oh, help. You know, so cheers to you.
I have a cat as well. And you know what? She's a pip.
Yeah. I have a boyfriend. Am I right?
Oh, God. Well, we're wrapping up here at Regretsville, and we had a great time with Alyssa.
Oh, so my fun. God.
Alyssa, my dear, is there anything you'd like to plug?
Yes, I have a web series called Business Casual, and it's written and acted by me and my friend Gwyn Ballard, and you can just check that out by looking up my name, Alyssa Lamparis, and Business Casual.
Everyone check that out.
Everyone check that out.
You guys are very funny together.
Thanks. It's very dumb. Very, very silly and dumb.
You know what? Don't we all need silly and dumb?
I think
we do. That's how I felt. I was like, I can't do anything heavy. I need to just do a dumb thing.
A dumb thing.
And it felt great, I'm sure.
Yes. The most recent episode, I'm wearing my prom dress from junior year.
No.
Uh-huh. It's a treat.
The fact you have that.
Incredible. The fact incredible. That I bought, wait, if you see it, the fact that I bought that, it's orange.
Where is it from?
I have to watch it.
It's from a mall. You know, that's all you have to know. Yeah, no, it's from a mall.
Yeah. From Jessica McClintock.
That's what I was going to say. That's
right. Yeah.
Cachet.
I look like a cupcake, you know, where it's like you just go, I wanted that skirt. Why to the side? Well, why did I want that though?
Mine, it's like, oh, that's so unflattering for your body.
But my senior prom dress, I said, I want this to last. And I still have it and I still wear it all the time because it's like very like semi can be dressed up or dressed down.
My God.
I can't fit my boobies in mine.
That's the opposite of a regret. Look at that.
That was what I like to call a good sales move.
Yep.
That's the way I am. Ladies. Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening to our first episode of Regrets. Well, thank you, Alyssa, again. You're the best.
Oh, you guys are the best. Thanks for having me.
This pleasure. Was the best. It was a pleasure. You could subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud.
Guys, write a review. Tell us what you think, but only say positive things.
Would it kill you to write a review?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Would it kill you?
I don't think you'd regret it. I'll say that.
Five stars, baby. Five stars, baby. And you can find us at our page on the Forever Door Podcast Network. And please, you could tweet at us. You could just like Sworn and Jealous and just be happy.
Listen,
they put out funny stuff all the time. Oh, I can vouch. I hate the internet. I said I hate everything, but I like what you guys put out.
Bless and that you, right bless there. You, and thank you. You. And that's why you're here. I'll say that.
Well, thank you, everyone. And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Forever. Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more podcasts, please visit ForeverDogProductions.com.